President Trump is meeting now at the White House with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi to try and avoid a partial government shutdown later this month. The president wants the funding bill to include money for his border wall. Today he tweeted that the wall will get built. He also added that much of the wall has already been built. One of the people who will vote on the funding plan is Republican Congresswoman Debbie Lesko, who represents Arizona's 8th Congressional District. She joins us from Washington. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So a new poll out today from NPR and PBS finds that 57% of people polled want the president to compromise on the border wall and reach a deal. That's about 30% of Republicans as well. Would you vote for a bill that doesn't include the $5 billion in funding for the border wall that the president has been asking for?
Well, we've been compromising all along. So I co-sponsored and voted for what's called the Goodlatte Number 1 immigration bill, which would have not only provided the funding for a border wall and more agents and more technology, but it also would have allowed the DACA recipients to stay here legally. So it would have solved that problem. And it's really unfortunate that not one single Democratic congressman or woman voted for it. The bill failed. So when we talk about compromise, I've already been willing to compromise. I think it's time that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and the rest of the Democrats compromise with us.
But what if they won't do that?
Well, then if it goes into a shutdown, I blame it on the Democrats. The majority of the people in my district, the majority of the people in the nation want a secure border. They want to know who's coming here.
What would you say, though, to people who say that the money that the president wants for the border wall would be better spent if the issue is all these people who are fleeing Central America? The money would be better spent shoring up those countries, as Mexico is doing. They're going to be spending $30 billion over the next 5 years on development in Central America.
Well, I certainly think we can do both. We can help other economies so that their citizens want to stay there, but the countries have to help themselves. Part of the compromise needs to be funding to secure the border. Now, that includes a wall. It also includes more border security. I've gone down to the border in the Nogales area of Arizona, and the Border Patrol agents have told me directly that one of the things they need is a wall or fence or whatever you want to call it. You know, we're a very loving nation. We already allow legally about 1 million legal immigrants to come into our country each and every year. That's more than one congressional district a year we're adding with legal immigrants. And so I'm compassionate, especially for the women and children that are traipsing thousands of miles to get to a better life. But we also need to make sure that our laws aren't used to be exploited by cartels that are abusing these people.
I want to ask you about something else. Time magazine has just chosen the journalist Jamal Khashoggi and other journalists who've been targeted for their work as Person of the Year. As you know, President Trump has called the media the enemy of the people. What do you think about Time's decision there, and what do you think about the president's rhetoric on the media?
Well, you know, I don't think that we should be targeting the media. However, I do think, and I have witnessed personally, where some media have reported falsely on things that I've been involved in. So I do think that is a disservice to the American public.
So that's part of the answer. So you don't believe that journalists are the enemy of the people?
I do not believe journalists are the enemy of the people, but I would encourage journalists to make sure that they check all the facts and at least call the congresswoman or congressman that you're going to talk about. That's another thing. They usually don't even call. They just report things that are just inaccurate without even talking to us.
I just want to ask you one more thing. You're going to be one of just 13 Republican women in the House, down from 23 Republican women in the House this year. You're also the only woman in the conservative House Freedom Caucus. Do you think that Republicans are falling behind when it comes to representing women in this country?
Well, we are. We have to do a better job. And it is, you know, I usually don't talk about women versus men. I just talk about who's the most qualified Certainly the women that are currently serving in Congress, whether they're Democrat or Republican, are good people that want to help their constituents. But certainly, I mean, over 50% of the public that votes is women. Mm-hmm. And so Republicans need to do a better job of recruiting women and then helping them once that they're there. And that is going to be one of the focuses that I'm going to work on.
You think there should be a woman in the leadership in the House on the Republican side?
Well, and there is. Right now, it's Kathy McMorris Rodgers in the conference chair, and now we just elected Liz Cheney to take her place. And Liz is a very well-spoken, articulate person that really, I can tell you behind the scenes, that she really stands up for what she believes in, and she'll stand up to any man any day of the week.
That is Debbie Lesko, who is a congresswoman representing Arizona's 8th Congressional District. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.